Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to a Steel Wars Sizzle Clip. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Each week on the Steel Wars supporter page, I record bonus episodes exclusively for the kind listeners that chip in a couple of bucks a month to help the podcast going. One of those is Questions You Have, Answers I Give, where supporters get to submit questions or discussion topics for me to talk about exclusively for their audio entertainment. It's all available through Bandcamp, or now we have an RSS feed exclusive for supporters where you can have all the exclusive episodes as well as ad-free Steel Wars episodes download instantly to your podcast app of choice. Plus, you get access to the entire library of full-length Steel Wars episodes. With around 150 episodes to choose from, you are getting value for your $3 Australian, about $2.20 American a month. Plus, you're supporting the podcast you enjoy each week. Here's a clip from episode 4. If you could get just one of the people involved in Star Wars on the podcast, who would you want to interview? And do you think you would be able to keep it together, or would you spontaneously combust? I think I'd be fine. The Harrison Ford thing was my test. I think he is the hardest of all Star Wars guests to interview. And that was a really high-pressure situation with the red carpet and, you know, there's such a small time frame to talk to him. No retakes, and being given this big opportunity from my friends at Studio 10. So I'll be fine. You know, there's a chance at the end of the podcast or the interview I'd cry. That's fine. but I think there's no bigger interview in Star Wars than with George Lucas. There's not. And I would kick that interview in the dick. I would get you guys the interview. And I don't know. I kind of think I'd do that for all of them. I think interviewing and Star Wars interviewing is the best thing I'm at in the, like, that's my highest ranking skill is Star Wars interviews. More questions. Did Peter Mayhew actually play Chewie in all of TFA? I saw another actor listed as Chewbacca double on IMDb. And so I'm wondering how much was Peter and how much was someone else? He was in it not very much. From what I gather, if you've ever seen him in real life, he's very fragile. You know, because of his size and his age. So I think maybe he did a couple of reaction shots and stuff, but it was mainly a basketball player, I believe, that's taken the mantle. And I know Peter Mayhew really schooled him on walking and reacting to that sort of stuff. So that's really cool. And I think it's really sweet the way Star Wars have had this history of, you know, getting actors back, like, you know, there's no way you need the same guy 20 years, 30 years later to play Neem Numb. But they did. So that's so dope. Did you find you like The Force Awakens more or less on repeat viewings? I'm finding I like the first half up to the bar scene, but more the second half, much less. There is too much obvious errors and problems that should have been spotted and fixed in the editing suite. Thanks for the pods. I love them and look forward to them every week. Thank you, Lady Rachel. That's my line as well. Up to the bar scene. It's a perfect film for the most part. You know, Raftars.
A little bit. I would have liked if they were just... I didn't like the way they rolled. I just thought that was a bit goofy. But up until then, it was a pretty great, seamless film. And the rest of the film was great as well. But there are some issues. And I think the more you watch the film, you know, obviously with the emotion tied down a little bit, you see them more. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? I haven't watched it for a bit. I actually find watching the film quite emotional just based on that week of my life. Like, I just equate, like, Ray's theme to, like, all this crazy stuff that went down. You know, I got married and the Harrison Ford day, which, if you haven't, you know, listened to that blog pod, that's, man, that is a happy day. A happy day. Yeah, so I think I wouldn't say I like it less, because I think I was pretty sure there was some weird stuff upon the first viewing, but you know, you get more into, you want to delve in and you want to, you know, and there's other things you like more. I read this the other day, was that an interesting observation, that when Kylo Ren says to Lor San Tekka, like when Lor San Tekka says, you can't escape your family or your past or whatever, and he says, I guess I can't. These are obviously horrible quotes. And then kills him, that he might have been referring, yeah, I'm exactly like Darth Vader. Cop this. My granddad. Whereas, you know, I didn't really take that into consideration until I read that. So, there's other little, you know, there's other things that then you can read and go, oh, man, that's pretty sick. It's got a bit more depth than I thought. But, yeah. Catherine Kinnane, always cool to hear from you. Hey, Steel, what t-shirt would you wear if you got to meet Mark Hamill for his signature? Come on, Catherine. Come on. You know the answer to that. It's the have you seen him? I'll be, I think I'm going to cough up for the signature. It's hundreds of dollars. But I don't know, man. I'm not big on signatures, but it's Mark Hamill. It's Luke Skywalker. And I want the photo of him. It's got to be, I'd love the photo of him on the sail barge, green ignited saber, that was on the Star Wars movie storybook, the Scholastic storybook. Yeah, I'd love that very, very much. And yeah, I'd love to have that, the signed photo in a frame, and I want to get a replica Jedi lightsaber hilt. I don't know, there's all these different ones, and I'm trying to work out if the cheaper ones are okay. I've got to do some investigation, but I'd love to have the frame and the lightsaber and have that in a little cabinet. That'd be cool. And I'd have to use, you know, the Have You Seen Him t-shirt, and I'll definitely bring one to give him as well. I think he'd dig that. To sign up for the Steel Wars supporter page, it takes literally 1 minute, and it's all done through the very secure Bandcamp.com platform. Plus, if you wanted to grab a Your Snoke Theory Sucks or Have You Seen Him t-shirt, supporters get 15% off, pretty much paying for your month's membership. All the details are at SteelWars.com, and may that force be with you. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.